Thank you for calling Bank of Carter. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi, I was calling to see if I could get some information. I was just calling to see, are you guys a broker or are you a bank?
We are a private business bank. We do in-house lending. We do partner up with other banks on occasion for certain deals, but majority of it is done in-house.
Done in-house, okay. I don't know. I was just going to try to tell you my situation and see if I would be a candidate, I guess, for financing there.
Sure. How can we help you out?
Currently, I have a cash advance out that I pay on each day. It's $220 a day.
Okay.
I just got it out.
How far along are you with it?
I just took it out in May.
Okay.
So this will be, I think, 3 months into it. So I have probably a high balance on it yet.
Okay.
But my question is this. I've had different cash advances throughout the years. And I've never defaulted on any of them. I've never, you know, had an overdraft or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
My credit score is low because I had some medical bills and I have some collections from those.
Yeah.
You guys, do you look at just credit or do you look at the whole situation or?
We look at the whole situation. We like to get a snapshot of the business. You know, the fact that there is medical debt there, that is, you know, although it's not good, it's the best kind of debt to have, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Because sometimes people, you know, with medical billing and things like that, people are not aware or informed that they still owe money, so that does affect their credit. What would you say your credit score is like? Is it maybe, you know, high 500s, low 600s?
I have actually the Credit Karma, and it's one of them is saying like 484.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is like five something. I think Equifax is five something. But
okay,
I used to be a realtor, so I know how credit is important.
Yeah,
I used to always have an 850 credit score. I went through a situation. I had a family member who had a brain tumor, and I had to leave for like a year.
Uh-huh.
And come back, and when I did, everything was in a mess. I mean, business had declined. I had taxes and stuff that weren't paid, so I have tax liens against me.
Okay.
I have payment plans, and I'm paying on those, but I know that that's part of what's probably dragging my score down, too.
Yes, yes.
Our income has increased since, you know, I've been back, so our cash flow is decent. I mean, we have a decent cash flow.
Okay, because that's a pretty big factor because the loans are based on cash flow.
Okay, and I also have, we own the building that we're in, excuse me, that we occupy.
Mm-hmm.
And the balance on that, I think, is $160,000. A few years back, I had it appraised, and it appraised at $750,000.
Okay.
So I do have equity in my building. I paid all my equipment off, so I own my equipment. I don't owe anything on equipment.
Okay.
I'm just telling you to see if any of those things make a difference as far as what I would like to get out of the high daily payment and into just, you know, like a 3-year loan or 3-year note or something like that. That's
okay.
What I'm kind of trying to look into.
So there,
I don't know.
Yeah, there may be a couple options for you. You know, one would be, and I don't want to do it, is like it would be another working capital loan. And that would, again, because it's a first-time customer, you're probably going to end up with a daily payment as well. The other option would be a collateralized loan. You said that you had equipment that's paid for and owned by you. We could do something collateralized that way. Was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you were looking for?
Well, basically what I wasn't wanting to take a whole lot more out again. Every time that I've taken the money out, I've either bought equipment with it or I've done repairs to our building. That's what I'm using the money for.
Okay.
And I need to put in a new floor and stuff in our kitchen and some new signage. So
I
wasn't looking to take out, probably like 15 or 20 or something like that. I wasn't looking for a huge amount. But I was also trying to look at getting my payment to where it was
manageable,
you know, 2,000 to 2,500 a month, if I could, with those parameters. Which
okay, couple quick questions for you. What was the original amount that you had? Who was the lender that you were working with on this current loan?
You know what? I have to look it up because they just take it out each day.
Okay.
I've had loans though before through CAN.
Okay.
Capital.
I'm familiar with them.
Through, I can tell you the last place. I got your notice in the mail, and it looked
Like
you were more of a bank than a
broker. Do you have that mailer in front of you? Because there's a 16-digit reservation code, and then I can pull up the information on your file.
Yeah, I do. It's 241-1-34-01-00-08-7231.
Okay, just one second, and I will pull up your file here.
Okay.
Okay, and am I speaking with Patricia?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Patricia, with Edison Depot, correct?
Yep.
All righty. I just want to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file for you, and then I'll be more than happy to continue the process. Real quickly, Patricia, in case we get disconnected, we have a new phone system. We're still kind of working out the bugs. What would be a good number to reach back out to you on?
Our number here at the building is 419-946-3663. And
okay.
I'm on a back number here.
Okay.
But that's the main number.
Perfect.
And the company that I went with was, let's see, I was going to tell you the name of them because I just pulled up this thing here. Merchant Advance Network.
Okay. Merchant Advance. So are they doing it, is it through your merchant sales? Are they withdrawing cash every day, or is it just straight from the business checking account?
They're withdrawing cash from the business checking account through an ACH. It's an automatic payment. It's actually, it says CORE on it, on the CORE, on the transaction part.
And Patricia, would you know what your balance is as of today with that loan?
I don't. I have to look it up. I know I took it out in May, and
if they do, it's 21 days a month, I think, that they withdraw. And you said it was the daily draw was how much again?
220 a month.
Okay, 220
a day. I'm sorry, 220 a day.
Times 21. I'm just gonna figure it out here. Times about 3 months, so May, June, July. So you paid about $13,000 into it. It looks like. Thereabouts.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Okay. And would you know what the beginning balance was?
That's what I was just trying to look it up here and see.
Okay.
I had one that they paid off, so I had that balance added in. I didn't get the whole, you know, amount in cash back. You just
got the net of the remaining. Gotcha.
Yeah. I'll try to pull up this thing here.
And so, what is Edison Depot? What line of work are you guys in?
We're a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Sit down, like family style restaurant.
Oh, great. It looks like, have you been in business since 2007?
We have.
Excellent.
Well, actually, almost 10 years.
Great. That will definitely work in your favor. Because we look at cash flow, we look at time in business, we do take a look at credit. But the most important thing about our loans is that there is cash flow with the business, and it sounds like, that's going on with you. So that is the major factor. We deal with credit tiers A through D. I've helped folks that have sub 500 credit, you know, bring on capital to repair. One gentleman, he had a animal hospital, you know, helped him bring on capital for to repair his animal hospital. He had sub 500 credit. So, you know, there are options out there for you.
Okay. I'm having trouble pulling up his email with that contract in it. I don't want to wait on me trying to.
Oh, no. That's okay. So you said you're looking for about $15,000 to $20,000. Our loans are based on the gross annual sales of the year previous for your business. Would you happen to know just a ballpark of what you guys did in sales last year?
We do about $34,000 to $40,000 a month.
Okay.
Depending on, so I would say probably $400 to $420,000, maybe.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah, so that would definitely be in your range to get you the $15,000 to $20,000. We can potentially get you upwards of $50,000, but I know that that's not what you're looking for. I just, you know, that could be potentially made available to you.
Yeah. I have that other balance I have to pay off.
Okay.
I don't want to have two out at the same time. I would have to pay off the theirs and then.
Yeah. So, again, there's two options. We could do a collateralized loan, you know, with regards to your equipment. And the other option would be a working capital loan, which is uncollateralized again, but it, you know, maybe a daily payment. And I don't think that it would be a good fit. It might be more of a burden for the business.
Yeah. I would prefer just to get, you know, like around $2,000 a month if I could, which I don't know if those numbers work out or not for.
Yeah. You know,
I've never done anything, you know, where I've used my equipment for collateral. I've just always used the credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know if there was a better, you know, rate if you used your collateral.
Yes, it would be because it's secured. You know, there's collateral there. The unsecured loans, it's higher rates because majority of the risk is on our side, you know.
Right.
You know, customer could just take the money and disappear, you know, if we're left high
right.
and dry. So that's why the rates are a little higher. But it's a very simple process to see what we could make available for the business. We have a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of bank statements for the business just to see cash flow, the first two pages of the most recent tax return. And then if you had information on the current working capital loan that you have, you know, that would give us the snapshot of the business we need to make an offer that would be beneficial and not be a burden on the business.
Okay. I did find my contract.
Okay. Excellent.
What it was a purchase price of $40,000.
Okay.
But then they added an interest, so it was $55,200.
Is the total payback. Okay.
It's the payback minus what I've paid, which is probably...
looks like it was right around $13,860, according to my calculations.
I'd probably be...
So it looks like the remaining balance is right around $41,000. Okay. So that helps out tremendously. So we would just look at the first two pages of the tax return, and then if you could provide the contract as well, you know, that'll help our underwriting department figure out, you know, through their algorithms, you know, what would be not a burden on the business as far as what we could offer.
Okay. How about this?
How about I shoot you an email with a list of the items that we would need? I think that might be a little easier.
Okay. It's Edison Depot, the number 2@gmail.com.
At Gmail. So do you have more than one store? More than one?
Yeah, we just have one. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any further questions for me? I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. You know, is there any other concerns or?
No. Do you pull credit when I send you this stuff? Because I don't want a bunch of dings on my credit. That's part of the reason it was low too, is because they shopped around my note.
Yeah. We look at one credit. We look at Experian, and that's all we do.
Okay.
So I
have multiple people pulling it.
We don't shotgun your information out to other people to, you know, start pulling on your credit as well.
Okay. That's what, not this last time they did, but the time before, and that dropped my score by like 50, 60 points.
That's unbelievable. You know
really
what?
I didn't have any room to have it dropped anymore.
Yeah. You're not the first customer that I've spoken with that has said the same thing, and it's super unfortunate that that happens. It's just the nature of the beast sometimes with certain lenders, unfortunately. Right. Okay. So yeah, Patricia, I will put the email together for you. I'll have it over to you in about 10 minutes. My direct dial will be on there as well. So if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. And then, you know, as quickly as you can get that back to me, I'll start to go work for you.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And that email should be arriving in about 10 minutes.
Okay. Thanks
a lot.
All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.